I'm Rick Hansen with this report on sports for Saturday, January 11th on KJAN. In high school girls basketball action Friday night, it was Atlantic beating Denison Schleswig 52-40. Adair Casey downed Charter Oak Ute 59-44. Ankeny Christian Academy was a 61-41 winner over Orient Magsburg. Carlisle was a 79-37 winner over Carroll. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Cam 38-20 in girls hoops. Earlham down West Central Valley of Stewart 76-48. East Mills was a 59-18 winner over Clarinda Academy. Also, Exira EHK beat Glidden-Ralston 63-22. Harlan was a 61-13 winner over Council Bluffs St. Albert. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley in girls hoops 70-57. It was Kemper Catholic over Glenwood 60-50. Lewis Central beating Clarinda 70-39. Other girls' action saw Maple Valley Anthonoto beat Ottawa West Monona 65-42, Martinsdale St. Mary's down Mount Air 45-36, Oakland Riverside was a 47-35 winner over Griswold. Shenandoah beat Red Oak in girls basketball 49-35. It was Southeast Warren Liberty Center over Bedford 52-49, Stanton with a 61-29 win over Nishnabotna. Trainer beat Audubon 74-37, Tri-Center down AHST 41-31. Underwood was a 42-28 winner over Logan Magnolia, and Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson defeated Omaha Christian Academy 40-15. The Arweva versus West Harrison game was postponed. In boys' basketball action, Denison Schleswig defeated the Atlantic Trojans 56-46. AHST was a 55-50 winner over Tri-Center. Ankeny Christian Academy beat Orient Magsburg 78-21. The Bedford boys had a 70-24 victory over Southeast Warren. Carroll beat Carlisle 62-43. Coon Rapids Bayard down Cam 54-39. It was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Creston in boys basketball 61-49. Earlham with a 72-54 win over West Central Valley of Stewart. East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 64-53. Glidden-Ralston down Exira EHK 54-48 in boys basketball. Griswold was a 56-31 winner over Oakland Riverside. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 77-51. Kemper Catholic beat Glenwood 58-43. Also in boys' hoops, Lennox was a 64-61 winner over I-35 Truro. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 63-28. Maple Valley and the Noto boys had a 65-42 win over Ottawa West Monona. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 70-54 victor over Mount Air. Nishnabotna beat Stanton 43-36. Nottoway Valley beat Pleasantville 69-61. It was Panorama over Woodward Academy in boys' hoops 60-35. Peyton Sherdan downing Boyer Valley in overtime 51-45. Perry beat Winterset 58-49. Shenandoah was a 69-68 winner over Red Oak. In overtime, Sydney beat Fremont Mills 67-58 in boys' hoops. Trainer was a 72-14 winner over Audubon. Underwood down Logan Magnolia 60-49, and Corydon of Wayne beat Southwest Valley 54-28. Also, Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson beat Omaha Christian Academy in boys basketball 52-42. The Arweva versus West Harrison game was postponed. In other sports news, a former standout football player for Iowa State has been found dead in his East Texas home. Jefferson, Texas police say the body of Jason Thomas Berryman was found Wednesday with multiple gunshot wounds. Police have released few details of the investigation, but Police Chief Joe C. Hall says no suspects have been identified. Hall confirmed that the 28-year-old Berryman played at Iowa State. Berryman starred as a defensive end when he was a freshman in 2003 and was named the team's most valuable player and the Big 12's Defensive Newcomer of the Year. He last played for the Cyclones in 2005 when he was named Defensive Most Valuable Player in the Houston Bowl. Berryman later signed a 2-year contract with the NFL Cincinnati Bengals but was waived in 2007. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers' David West had 20 points and C.J. Watson added 16 as the Pacers silenced Washington Friday 93-66. Miami is 2.5 games behind the East-leading Pacers after getting swept in New York, falling to the Nets 104-95 in double overtime just a night after losing to the Knicks. Joe Johnson poured in 32 points for the Nets, who opened the second OT on an 11-0 run en route to their season-high fifth straight win. Minnesota blew out Charlotte 119-92 Friday. Dallas whipped New Orleans 107-90. Atlanta had an 83-80 triumph over Houston. Cleveland knocked off Utah 113-102. Chicago's Carlos Boozer delivered 19 points and 13 rebounds in an 81-72 win at Milwaukee. Memphis topped Phoenix 104-99 in the NBA. Sacramento was a 103-83 winner against Orlando. Detroit's six-game skid is over after Josh Smith scored 22 points, grabbed 13 rebounds, and a 114-104 win at Philadelphia. The Pistons dealt the 76ers their third straight loss. New Orleans Pelicans say the starting point guard Drew Holiday is sidelined indefinitely with a stress fracture in his tibia, although it's not clear when or how the injury occurred. In 34 games this season, Holiday is averaging 14.3 points, 7.9 assists, and 4.2 rebounds. In other NBA news, Phoenix Suns guard Eric Bledsoe has undergone surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee. No timetable has been given for Bledsoe's return, but the team said in a news release that he will try to be back sometime in the second half of the season. Boston guard Rajon Rondo says he hopes to make his season debut before the All-Star break, although Celtics coach Brad Stevens says he has never spoken to Rondo or anybody in the organization about a specific return date. Rondo has been out since tearing a ligament in his right knee last January. And that is a check of some of the latest sports news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.